Well, good morning, folks. Here's where things settled here on Tuesday. August feeders 366.87, 532. September feeders 575 higher, 365.87. June fats 467 higher, 255.30. August live cattle here at 595 at 249.20. And then real-time feeder index up $1.44 here at 364.31. The cattle complex saw another impressive round of buying Tuesday, and we finally started to see that enormous gap between cash and futures close up a little bit. Live cattle futures trade $4 to $6 higher, pushing the nearby June contract above 255 for the first time nearly in a month. Tuesday's close at 250.30 is the highest close to date on June and the third highest close ever on the continuation chart. There was a short squeeze in the track. The open interest was down 2,600 contracts here yesterday. A lot of these people just say, well, you know, it's in delivery. You got to get out. Well, that's kind of what happened. The shorts got squeezed, and that's what happened. Meanwhile, cash-fed cattle have been trading at those levels or higher since late April. So this was futures discovering something new. It was the futures finally acknowledging what cash has really been telling us for weeks. On the future side of things, here the first month contract traded higher, close tariff, CME, cattle, and real-time index for the first time in months. That's a meaningful shift. Keep an eye on that. Now the question is what comes next. The whole complex looks strong, and Tuesday's close wasn't the kind of spike high we've seen reverse so many times this year, but this still looks like a hedging opportunity to me. And if you have any questions or want to talk about taking advantage of higher futures, give me a buzz. On the macro development here, there's worth noting it appears the actual agreement will be signed with Iran here that ends the conflict and reopens that Strait of Hormuz. July crude oil continued dropping here, spending most of Tuesday's session about $5 lower. And as the crude oil fell here, cattle futures climb higher. The thinking goes like this: lower energy costs could put more money back in the consumer's pocket. It might flow towards the purchases for logical one. Lower crude doesn't necessarily pump until the higher price inventory already in the systems or refineries and the jobbers. It won't change consumer behavior by Tuesday afternoon from what I'm hearing in the beef sector, though. That $400 choice cutout may not last long enough for lower gas prices to matter. On the cash cattle side of things here, I didn't hear any packer bids or fed cattle trade on Tuesday, and Tuesday USDA didn't report any trade. With the cattle and feed report coming on Thursday afternoon here in futures, not open Friday due to the market holiday, look for packer bids to surface here on Wednesday at steady money here last week. And after Tuesday's futures rally and the sharply higher cutout, cattle feeders are likely in the price $2 to $4 higher. Last week, brass weighted at 256.28 using Tuesday's June close of 255.50. This made a business 332 cash over futures here back to a historically low level. Here's the honest math. Last Tuesday's jump in spot choice cutout reflects a generally stronger market, not just a one-day move. And our cash cattle price is only going to add to the back loss here. That's the tension heading into this trade. On a slaughter note there, Tuesday slaughter estimate was 109,000 heads, same as last week. Today stands at 208,000 head versus 211,000 head last week. 3,000 head last week pace. The whole week is tracking towards 520,000 head right line. Yes, it's 520,000 by the industry. That due to Friday's market, the USDA is going to release the June 1st cattle feed report here Thursday afternoon rather than Friday. The pre-report estimates from the Dow News Wire Series on feed as June 1st estimated 102.3% of last year. Placements during May estimated 92.8%. Estimated 89%. They had 21 weekdays this year compared to 22 weekdays last year, which accounts for some of the marketing shortfall. The cutout was a genuine bright spot here on Tuesday morning. Swole had choice of 486 and select up $1.58 while morning faded throughout the day as usual. The afternoon closed held much of the game. Finished 40 higher, 399.58, select up 44 cents to that 376.65 compared to last Tuesday choices of 668, select actually down 8 cents. Volume was 82 loads compared to 128 loads last week. Choice select spreads back out to $22.73. $400 choice is the level the industry has been watching. We're knocking on that door, but from what I'm hearing, the beef sector, $400 won't hold long. The psychology in the market is improving. Lower energy prices, the Iran agreement, the brighter tumor outlook are all contributing, but psychology is the same. Man, the secondary market still has product to move around. We still don't need record prices. South American lean imports are still showing up at a discount until locks to start cleaning up consistently. Every rally in the cutout deserves some sort of skepticism. Looking here at some of the feeder markets here around the country here, the feeder index came in at 364.03, up $1.37 for the day, 366.69, 4,418 head. Sale barn highlights Joplin 361, a few dollars. OKC 366, up $13. Worthington's annual barbecue sale put in 1,000 head at 373. Now, there were some Corn Belt video sales here. Some of these are going to go into the index. We had a 70 head out of 77 50-pound all black steer. This is brought 407 for next. Three of those are going to go in the index. Missouri steers 810 pounds for next week delivery, brought 383, and they're severing in that $394 area for quick delivery here. Carcass weights from the B-type steers and heifers declined 1 pound from the prior week, coming in at 947 pounds. That's 43 pounds above last year, 58 pounds above 2024. Weights bottomed during this week last year and the year before, the low weeks later. Given that pattern, I suspect weights will find their bottom by the end of June this year, but that low is expected to be significantly heavier than last year's. Looking at the chart picture and the technicals, last Monday I said that the 250 range is significant over resistance. All morning Tuesday, but August futures were through that level. Even so, for August, that's that 250 area, and I find it a difficult line to hold up here. Watch for consolidation on 250 before the next move. Did see some notable options here, especially in the feeder cattle yesterday. We saw there was a big seller coming here selling some November 390 puts. There was over 800 of those sold on a block, and they sold some October broken put flies as well. They sold about 800 of those, so very interesting move here as far as these feeders and live cattle. But very interesting to note, though, the volume in these feeders is over 22,000 contracts, and the open interest is only up a couple hundred cars. So that's something I'm going to keep an eye on there. Bottom line, Tuesday was a strong day, June through 255, August through 249. Feeders closing above the cash index for the first time in months. Resistance 245 to 250 has been reached. Now we see if 250 holds a support rather than resistance. We watch for cash bids Tuesday and watch that Thursday cattle on the feeder port closely given the holiday schedule. Keep an eye on the cutout. If choice can hold $400 going into Father's Day weekend, market psychology could shift in a meaningful way. For today, this feeder cattle market, I want to watch that definitely. We're going to key up that 367.75 in the August feeders and position accordingly. Folks, that's your cattle market update for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, give us a call here at 308-708-7340. We'll talk to you all on Thursday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.